The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Hello.
Hello, Lewis Black.
Yeah.
How are you?
Oh, yeah. How am I?
Yes.
Every day is just better and better and better. We really are focusing in on what makes us really special as a people.
You know, just listening to your voice, I wonder, how did you get the role of anger in those movies?
Really?
Yeah.
How?
Yeah. I mean, the happiness.
Really? You think so? I was actually the first one cast.
Were you really?
Yeah, who else? Who are they going to get?
Off the top
really,
of my head, man,
who
no
are they going to get?
I mean, maybe Pesci. That's the only other person I can think of off the top of my head.
Are you counting down the days where you never have to do these radio interviews ever again? Are you just looking for that light at the end of the tunnel?
No, this is the least of my problems.
That kind of makes us feel better.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't worry about it. No, I'll tell you, the one joy was not having to come into the studio and drink the coffee that they give to you.
If it makes you feel any better, we typically have whiskey and beer.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's good.
Mm-hmm. That's
a step in the right direction.
The Goodbye Yellow Brick Road Tour coming to Seattle, McCaw Hall, on November 16th. Now, do you do Benny and the Jets, a funeral for a friend, any of that stuff?
No, I don't sing. I have a certain amount of respect for the audience. No, I just get up there and yell about how great things are.
Well,
how great.
Is it?
I just kind of point out, I tell the folks that the next day I'll meet me on the corner and I'll show them where the rainbow is so they can all walk there and get the big pot of gold that's at the end of it.
Is it kind of is it kind of weird that this is it? I mean, are you saving up your travel points, your airline, your Marriott Bonvoy stuff? Are you stacking that all up in a big pile? You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, pile is right. No, I'm kind of it's just gotten crazy in terms of touring. I was touring basically on my own, and now. I mean, you go to certain places, and it becomes like it was fun to go to certain to all the cities because you could go downtown. Now some of the cities don't allow you to park the bus downtown. Now I was in Louisville, that you couldn't get a hotel room on a non-football weekend in Louisville, Kentucky. Come on, and a residence inn costs $900. It's not Florence, Italy, you idiots. Well, Louisville.
Most of that expense is the continental breakfast, I'm pretty sure. Lewis, a lot of people don't know this, but you have the distinction of being the only 76-year-old on TikTok. How does that feel?
That feels like it's a mistake, and I'm probably doing some damage, and I'll probably... You know, when they take TikTok off, all of us who were on it will probably be jailed. You know?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if they're going to destroy, you know, if they're going to take TikTok up, I really must be one of the oldest people on TikTok.
I bet you are. You've had such an amazing career doing what you've done. You've had a lot of different, just really cool experiences. Didn't you get a bottle thrown at you at Bonnaroo 1 year and you're up on stage?
With Government Mule.
Yeah.
I came up to do something, and the idea was that I was supposed to put lyrics onto a thing that they were, a piece of music that they were playing that had no lyrics, and I said a couple of words, and then this idiot fired a water bottle at my head. And what was amazing was to watch the whole band went to the edge of the stage to find the guy. I mean, and I was like, let's get out of here. We don't need to stay around here.
You probably had more respect for George Bush at that moment when he dodged the shoe after that, you know?
On that note, did you dodge the bottle or did they miss?
Oh, no. I didn't know it was coming. I mean, you know, you don't really sit there and go, somebody's going to throw something at me. Because they're upset because I've destroyed the song.
Yeah,
you know, and I turned to him and I said, "They invited me up here, you jackass!
You're right.
What is the matter with you? You think I just walked out of the audience?"
And it's Bonnaroo. Really, it's supposed to be like peace of mind.
That one.
What did you do before you got into acting and comedy? Because all things being equal, right? You kind of got started, quote unquote, later in life. What, in your 40s, I guess, when people really started paying attention to New York.
40 is when I started becoming started doing comedy full time and made it my career. Until then, and this is I was a playwright. I wrote plays.
Oh wow!
To the interest of no one. I kind of wanted, I think, to take a vow of poverty, is what I was looking to do. I worked in theater, which is like living in an abusive orphanage.
But you went to Yale. For crying out loud, you wasted it.
Oh, yeah, no, I went to Yale. I went to the drama school.
How do your parents look at that, right? Because you say, hey, on the one hand, my kid is going to Yale. Then I go, well, what are they studying? Like, you know, theater.
Yeah, no, my parents, by that time, but when I got in there, they thought, oh, actually, maybe he'll at least make a living. Maybe at least I'll get a teaching job. That was the one thing.
Yeah, but you got a Grammy. I mean, where do you put that thing?
I put it on a shelf there in my living room, so that people can see it. And I got two Grammys.
Well, you just seem like one of those people, like if I asked you to use the bathroom, it would be on top of the toilet or something like that.
There's a picture of me next to the toilet, and I'm giving you the finger. That's what I've got there.
I got to ask you, man. You went over to Iraq and Kuwait, and it was you and Robin Williams, Kid Rock, Miss USA at the time, and Lance Armstrong.
It's like a weird village people.
Looking back in time, that seems like a very strange combination of people.
Looking back in time, at the time, it was a strange combination. Lance Armstrong, he said within a day, you know, I'm going to get you into shape.
Oh, damn.
And I was like, what is the matter with you? I said, you don't seem to understand this. You think there's something to get into shape. This is only a vessel that carries my spirit around, you schmuck. I'm here from somewhere else. And that shut him up.
Well, I'm sure you had a ball there.
I did, actually. I had a great time. I mean, the troops were extraordinary, and Robin and I became good friends, and Robin was worth the price of admission.
Oh, without a doubt.
What does Kid Rock do when he's in the desert and there's no strip club?
Well, he still managed to find women. I mean, it was really kind of remarkable. I kind of go, wow, this is a different league. You know, there seems to be another species out there that can sniff things out and have a good time. And then there's me.
Yeah.
Are there no groupies pining for you out there?
No, Never been a group. Comedy is not a groupie. It's a grouper profession, not a groupie.
Maybe Kathleen Madigan.
Maybe. Oh, yeah, but she's a pal.
You got 20 years ago, Comedy Central voted you the 51st greatest stand-up comedian of all time.
Since
51st. So do you ever think like you're one good joke away from moving up to like 49, 48?
Yeah, I think basically the way things are going, I'm now down to 72. We're in a different realm of comedy now. I mean, I'm basically the end of industrial comedy, and now we're in technological comedy, which is why in part, I participate on TikTok, but it really has no effect.
When you go back and watch the old, because you've been on The Daily Show since Craig Kilborn, and a lot of people don't even remember.
From the very beginning.
Yeah, people don't remember Craig Kilborn. Do you ever go back and look at those early bits that you did and just, you know, see the difference in, you know, delivery, whatever the content was? I mean, was it different than basically what you're doing now, or is it still kind of the same thing?
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Well, it kind of changed. At first, there was no audience, and I went there with just an idea. I had a bunch of stuff that when they brought me on. I had a bunch of material that nobody had ever heard, and so I'd bring some stuff on, and then I would improv it, and then they'd come over and say, "Well, try this, do that, keep this." Then I'd do it again, and after three times, we'd have it, and it was all mine, and I originated it. Then we got an audience in, and I started to write it. And had a producer and an editor, and we worked on it. And then it became Back in Black. And initially, Back in Black was, we got for free all of these, like, squirrels on water skis, that kind of stuff.
Right, yeah.
That kind of nonsense. And we put together a whole bunch of stuff of those kind of videos. And then it evolved into me commenting, like the last one I did was about undecided voters. So it got more and more specific, finally.
Is it nice to have Jon Stewart back in the mix?
I don't see him, so it's great.
Yeah. Well, so
I know it is. It makes a big difference. People started paying attention again.
You know, so one of your first TV roles is on Law & Order Special Victims Unit. And I was curious, so you get cast as a porn director, okay? And the name of the episode is Obscene. Now, do they come to you like, "Hey, man, we have this creepy character and you came to mind first?" Or is it something an agent says, "Hey, audition"?
Yeah,
for
it was
this.
You or Ron Jeremy?
No, it was Ron Jeremy. Well, I'm better looking.
Everybody is. That is not even, yeah. That's not even like a statement.
And
that's
not just jail.
They came to me. I knew that the director came to me and said, he had this part for me as a porn director. And literally, my response was, "Perfect." And then he said, "Do you mind working with, if you mind working with a, an open shirt at some point without a undershirt or, you know?" And I went, "Well, I don't care, as long as And if we could do some things where I'm actually directing porn, that would be great.
Yeah. Lewis, I got to tell you something about a personal story. 25 years ago, I was doing a morning show in Baltimore, and you came on the show. You were doing the improv, and I served you some coffee. And at the time, I went through a divorce, and I was separated. It had been a little while, but you asked me if I wanted to go to the show, and I was like, you know, man, yeah, I would. So you gave me two tickets, or put me on the list, whatever the deal was. And so I asked a girl out for the first time since I've been divorced. And, of course, she said, hell no.
If you saw him, you'd understand.
Hell no. So I was like, but I still had two tickets. But anyway, I was like, you know what? The hell with it. I'm going to check out the show. I'm going to get there a little bit early. So I'm standing at the bar at the Improv, and there are these two women beside me, and we start chatting it up. They're very nice. They said, hey, with you and your friends, we actually got like a table of nine or some crap, but we do have three extra seats. You guys seem fun. If you want to join us, you know, you should come over to our table. And so I'm like, you know what? I'm here by myself. You know, I just came
Which always
myself.
Feels good to say.
Right. And they just went, ah, and they jumped all over that, man. And they were just busting my balls left and right and all this crap. And I'm just like, I'm sitting there feeling like, oh, God, they're not wrong. But they were relentless. They were funny. They didn't mean any harm. They just absolutely dove in. And then all of a sudden, I get a tap on my shoulder. And I turn around, and it's Lewis Black. And you're like, hey, thanks for having me on today. I'm glad you showed up. If you need anything, if you eaten, you want to go in the back, there's some food back there and stuff like that. So I walked the hell off, and I turned around. These two girls, both their mouths were wide open. Like, what in the hell? So you kind of saved my life in a weird way there as far as my ego was concerned at the time. So I've always wanted to tell you thank you for that.
Oh, my God. And you still didn't get either of them.
No, didn't get any ass.
Hell no. I still sat at a two-top by myself.
He got to hang out with you.
That's the saddest story I've ever heard. Instead of getting to go to the table with the two women, you ended up with food, bad food.
Yeah. That's pretty well it. No beer back there, nothing.
Nothing.
Lewis Black, the Goodbye Yellow Brick Road show, McCall Hall, the 16th of November. This is it, man. You're not going to go on tour anymore. This is the last hurrah. So if you want to go see...
What? I'm not going to tour, meaning I'm not going to do 120 to 150 shows a year.
I doubt you're
coming. I'm going to do the occasional show.
Yep.
But it's the end. Maybe I'll do 10 or 12 shows a year. I'm not running around like an idiot.
You don't strike me as the kind of guy that just turns off the opinion. You know, I just feel
no,
like...
But I'll still have a rant cast. I'll still be on The Daily Show. And I'll still, from time to time, if I got something to say, I'll find a theater. And, you know, there are people who are still asking me to come do shows. And there's certain places I'll go back to. One of which is, if they ask me to come back to Seattle, I'd do it in a minute. I love that city.
And we'll see you awesome. On the TikToks as well.
Well, my kids
yes, you
will.
Certainly will.
Right. Hey, Lewis Black.
See me on the TikToks talking Chinese. whatever it takes.
And you know we're old because we call it the TikToks.
Like the Walmarts. Hey, Lewis, thank you so much for coming on. We appreciate it.
Oh, no, I appreciate it, guys. Thank you. That was a lot of fun.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your tacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.